Orlando Pozuelo and Cristóvão Tatáku still remember the two-hour wait and the gut feeling that something had gone terribly wrong. A year ago, on June 5th, they had received a radio message from their colleague, indigenous expert Bruno Pereira. He was on his way to meet them at the small river port of Atalaia do Norte. British journalist Dom Phillips was accompanying him in the boat.
When they didn't show up, I knew something horrible had happened. We set out with our indigenous patrol team to try and find them.
Pereira had been heading indigenous patrols documenting invasions by poachers in the Javari territory, home to the world's largest number of isolated tribes. 10 days after the search began, the bodies of both men were found. They had been burnt, dismembered, and buried. A few months before the assassination, we had witnessed an encounter between Pereira and Amarildo da Costa Oliveira, one of the two fishermen who confessed to the murder. Both men are now in prison and await trial.
The brutal killing of Dom Phillips and Bruno Pereira drew worldwide attention to the remote and sleepy town of Atalaia do Norte. People here thought that things might change, but you can still feel the tension.
Raimundo de Oliveira, who is a key witness in the murder trial, says he fears for his life. And he's not the only one.
Illegal fishermen still enter the indigenous territory and they're still being financed by criminal organizations.
But in the years since the murders, Brazil's government under recently elected leftist president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has very publicly announced steps to protect the region from poachers. Local leaders say it isn't enough. This member of the Corubu tribe told us his scouts had caught a poacher on his lands. They tied him and took him to the local authorities, but he was set free.
Next time the poachers show up, we will have to act on our own if we don't want to be killed.
All sides agree that policing an area the size of Austria presents enormous challenges. But 1 year after the killings of Dom Phillips and Bruno Pereira, residents of the Javari Valley insist those challenges must be met to ensure that no more lives are lost. Monica Yanakiev, Al Jazeera, Vale do Javari.